RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hi there. I brought a friend today. Lucky you if you're watching the show. I mean, isn't that always true? But on the Twitch or the YouTube, we have the hallowed League of Shopes and Dreams Fantasy Football Trophy in my left hand as we speak. There it is. I'm holding it up. I'm just getting my work in. Tuesday's arms and back. There it is. I brought it because Jeremy White won the league this year. His first time on the trophy. Not only is there the being able to take home the trophy and have it for a year, that's obviously huge, but also the simple prestige of it, the feeling of accomplishment in 9 years of getting to the top, getting your name on it, that is permanent. Flags fly forever. And in this fancy league, you also get to decide where we draft next year, which, you know, you could let your imagination wander when it comes to that. So I'm excited about Jeremy's win. I'm happy for him. I like having new winners. If you have really good eyesight, you can see that my name is right here. Well, my name is also up here because my name is in the title of the league. But here, last year's winner, I've won three of these. And I'm not being, self-effacing or anything when I say that I like it when somebody else wins. That's what the league is for. Share the wealth. If one or two people win the league every year, that's boring and people will want to quit. You've been in fantasy leagues probably where it just gets really lopsided and nobody wants to play anymore. Dynasty leagues are like that. That's a challenge that commissioners have. So good for Jeremy, and he has been gracious enough to join us now on the Wester Hotline as we get into some power rankings in a minute. But first, Jeremy, once again, congratulations.
Thank you. The boat parade is tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, I love a boat parade.
Yes, the boat parade tomorrow. And we're going to need the trophy, though, to throw it from boat to boat. Is it bad if I were to tell you that I forgot there was a trophy until you opened the show and I could see it?
No.
It makes sense now. I've seen it before, but I kind of forgot. I thought, like, oh, it's nice to win. I did not remember I was going to get a trophy with my name on it. That's exciting.
You get to hold it for a year, and I mean literally hold it. I would never let it go. I would not let it out of your sight. I'd just be clutching it to my bosom the whole 12 months. So you have leagues, you told me, and I've known this, that you copied from this league that we started 9 years ago. And don't you have a prize, like a physical prize for the winner?
Yeah, in one of them, we invented the prize last night. We went to buy a $10 sports coat and then put some stuff on it. We're going to buy some patches, and we're basically going to have a wearable trophy. That's the plan for one of the low-sad mirror leagues, which I won that one, too. I had a big night last night. Big night. Three titles last night for us.
Pretty good.
In the household, including my wife.
Okay, there's us. Okay, good.
Yep, us. It's a team effort over here.
So there's a jacket that you'll wear with stuff on it? Did I get that correct?
It's the Street League. It's all the guys on my street, so it makes sense. A wearable trophy. You know, at the summer block party, I'll be wearing the blazer as the champion, just to let everybody know.
And will there be a boat parade for this, or maybe not? Can't have too many boat parades.
We usually do a bike parade. All the kids do a bike parade at the block party. So I'll just have one of my kids have the trophy mounted to the front. We're doing the jacket, so I'll just wear it as whatever. A master of ceremonies.
Nice.
Let me ask you this about my low sad win for Bills fans saying who cares about fantasy football. I'd say this.
How dare you?
Am I not a little bit like the Bills? I've been there a bunch. I've been worthy a bunch of times, and finally I got one.
There's one, I think, well, you might disagree. I think there's one, I would say, obvious difference. I mean, the point is right that you've contended for a long time but haven't won it yet. Have you been to the finals before, even?
No, I'd never been to the finals.
So that's similar, this era of Bills football. But the difference is you were the best team this year and easily the points champion. Like, you were the rightful winner.
Yeah.
And I don't know if these Bills are.
Like, that's right.
The best thing about the Bills' chances is that the Chiefs are out. No?
Maybe. I mean, the Chiefs last year were imperfect too, right? Like, wouldn't last year's Chiefs, record 15-1 or whatever, 15-2.
Yeah.
Didn't they look a lot like these AFC teams? Like, they probably should have finished 12-5 and they got stupid luck. Otherwise, last year's Chiefs to me look like they would fit right in. They got who is it? Aiden O'Connell to snap a ball off his face to close out a game. They blocked a Denver kick. Like, we spent all of last year saying they were not as good as their record, and they might fit right in.
Well, that's right. Ultimately, in the AFC Championship, they had no problem, you know, up and down the field. Wouldn't you know it? But yeah, I think so. I don't think they were better. I wonder what Aaron Schatz's numbers would say about this, like their DVOA versus, well, Jacksonville's this year. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Were they better than this Jacksonville team? Maybe not. But they also had a championship pedigree, and that's what we kind of live in fear of around here. So this year, maybe you get to go play a team that wears teal, and maybe we'll feel good about that. I guess we'll know in a couple of weeks.
I might just be guilty of any time a team or someone that hasn't won in a while breaks through, I end up wanting to relate it to the Bills. I did this with Rory at the Masters. Like, he finally did the thing. There's no reason he shouldn't have done it before, and he finally did the thing. So I've been doing that with Arsenal this year, who's been like the second best team for 3 or 4 years. Like, will they finally win it this year? So I'm always, you know, wanting a team to finally get through and wanting to compare that to the Bills. So
do I have to get you out of here in 6 minutes for Arsenal Aston Villa, or can we make it?
It is a big one, but no, that's
one versus three. Pretty good. Everton, an early lead, by the way, over Forest. Let's get going. It's time now for Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. There is no manifesto when it comes to the Reverse AFC Power Rankings, and it's the time of year where, you know, bad is a little bit good.
Mm-hmm.
Mid is bad. So I don't know. Use your judgment.
Okay.
Still, you know, bad is bad, but bad's also, like, really bad is a little bit better than kind of bad.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm coming in with a take that I hope will line up with all that.
All right. Here we go. 16.
Browns.
Because they're going to stick with Shadur?
No, because the Raiders understood the assignment.
Yeah, and bailed on that Giants game?
Yes. And the Browns went and they beat the Steelers. Like, congratulations. The Raiders understood the assignment. There's very little to get wrong when you're this bad. And the Raiders got it right. A Tom Brady team, by the way, would never do... Oh, that's right.
He's the owner of the Raiders.
Browns.
I'm
prepared to be overruled. I just wanted to make that case.
I'll say Jets. Because the Jets won't have the number one pick either. And listen, I mean, this is maybe making excuses a little bit. because I liked them against New England. I thought it sort of lined up that that was a kind of a sticky game for the Patriots. Instead, it's over by 130. And they might just sort of give Aaron Glenn another year. I think they probably will. And without the first pick, what do they do with it? I mean, ownership, I think I'd rather be owned by Jimmy Haslam than the Jet teenagers. So maybe comparable. I'll say Jets.
I'm good with Jets here.
I forgot about the Jets. I'm good with the Jets here. Okay. I was going to say one thing about the Browns, though. There's a little bit of a rumble they could fire Kevin Stefanski, which I think would be very stupid, which would I want to put them at the bottom. But Jets is fine with me, sure. Jets.
Top. Who starts week one for Cleveland? Is it Sanders? I bet it is. His numbers are so bad. We'll see. 15. Jeremy is contractually obligated to Cleveland. Let's give it to him. Cleveland at 15.
Yes, like it.
14. Vegas.
Yeah, Raiders.
Come on. Congrats to Chip Kelly, the new offensive coordinator at Northwestern. What a career. What a path. I mean, Oregon, Eagles, UCLA, Ohio State, Raiders, Northwestern. Check all the boxes. I'm sure there are others. 13. Tennessee.
Has to be, right?
Has to be. I can't get them out of the top four here.
Right.
Their week one starter will be Cam Ward, though.
Plenty of people really like him.
I'm not one of them.
Okay.
You know who I like maybe less? Bryce Young.
I wonder about what Caleb Williams' glow up can do for Cam Ward. Right? Like, you get the right hire. He's number one pick. He shows some real flash, and maybe with a competent group around him, right play caller, you could see some of that.
I have a problem with what Cam Ward looks like throwing passes. I don't know. I'm not necessarily qualified for this, but there's a lot of sidearm and kind of weird throwing motion stuff with Cam Ward. I don't know. Like, he's athletic. Williams, though, has really popped. I mean, recently, watch him. I mean, coaching's a lot of it, but there's not a lot he can't do, Caleb Williams.
He's fun to watch. Like, watching that Niners-Bears game on Monday night or Sunday night was a thrill. I mean, I'm 46, and I can count the thrilling Bears games on one hand, and that was one of them.
Can they win it all?
No.
Even as the two? Okay. They've already beaten Philadelphia badly on the road. That could be a 2-3.
The Eagles aren't in these power rankings, but if they were, I'd put them pretty, I don't know,
pretty
mid.
High.
Very mid.
All right, Tennessee at 13. Now it gets a little bit more interesting. 12. Colts.
Yeah, you kind of have to do that, right?
What's their plan?
Their plan is Mac Jones.
They'll have to trade for him.
Mac Jones is going to get $20 million from somebody, isn't he?
Well, they have to trade for him. Like, that's one thing about him is he's under contract with San Francisco. So what do you give up? A second and then the big contract? Maybe. There are so many names, Jer, for interesting possible week one starters next year that are just kind of like out. I think Trubisky is one. I think he would be only on a team where they had a rookie also. But I think he might be now having graduated to the point where you can represent him as a version of Darnold, like somebody that has draft capital, isn't so old, under the, you know, behind Allen. I don't know. Like, it's a strained argument, but there are a lot of teams who are going to need somebody.
Is Kirk Cousins a candidate for anybody? I mean, that's a big contract, I know, but
yes,
he can play.
He's another one. He outranks Trubisky easily. He'll be released, and then he'll also be on a team that drafts somebody maybe in like the second round or something. Not a lot of promising quarterback rookie names, it seems, this year. But we're almost to that time of year where we can start to sink our teeth into that. Indianapolis at 12. 11.
Miami?
I'm with Miami on here.
All right.
Quinn Ewers looked good.
Give it a minute. Give it a minute.
Oh, trust me. I'm not a fan, Zach. I'm with you. Like, no. But he looked okay.
What game was this? Who do they just play?
Bucks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't see any of it, so I shouldn't scoff at the suggestion. 10.
I guess we go Bengals.
Yeah, I want to say Cincinnati, too. I feel weird about it because they have the quarterback figured out for now, I guess.
Okay, you guys are both on the Bengals. I was ready with the Steelers next.
Oh, fair. Let's,
Pittsburgh at 9.
Yeah, fair.
It happened again. And, you know, they'll probably win Sunday night, I think. I don't know. They'll maybe win 10-7, 4 seed, maybe get blown out. Andrew's on the air right now in Pittsburgh lobbying that they should want the Steelers to lose a winner-take-all division title game because Tomlin will be fired if they do.
Listen, I have a hobby of listening to Pittsburgh Reaction Mondays. It's one of my favorite things to do. They went from rock bottom after losing to the Bills to, I think this Steelers team's as good as anybody in the AFC, to now hoping that they lose and miss the playoffs. So it's a little bit more, you know, a roller coaster over there than we usually get.
It's like our in the hunt years, only somewhat more interesting.
Yeah.
Almost funnier. It's funnier.
Oh, it's very funny.
Because we mostly didn't delude ourselves into thinking that the Bills were anything.
No, and in those years. A fun game is like, who's next year's Steelers starter? Is it Aaron Rodgers again? Are they going to go trade for Malik Willis?
Wow, like, what a name. I know, maybe. No, that's too nutty for the Steelers. That's Cousins, maybe.
Yeah.
Somebody that's been around forever that, you know, can
Jacoby
get
Brissett.
The plays off on time. Yeah, Brissett. Sure.
All right. It's too good. It's going to be somebody worse than that.
I'm not a Brissett guy. I mean, he was a nice find in fantasy football this year. He put up numbers all the time. They won one game. All those weeks, they beat Dallas on a Monday night. That's the only game they won. 3-13.
Did I see something like by DVOA, they had the toughest schedule in 20 years?
Really?
Or something. Yeah. I mean, their division is good. A bunch of 11-win teams and plus.
Yep. Maybe. All right. Pittsburgh 9. 8. I mean, we're just sort of looking at the Chiefs and then looking away and then looking back at the Chiefs, then looking away. Like, maybe it's got to be them. I mean, the rest of the AFC is in the playoffs and good, unless you want Baltimore. I think I'll go Baltimore.
They're good.
They lose Sunday night, and what happens? Does Jackson even play in this game? John Daigle said it. A lot of people probably are saying it. If Jackson doesn't play Sunday night, he never plays for them again.
And they trade him to
Miami. He'll call a shot. They'll get out. They'll be relieved. And that happens. I think that could happen.
Okay.
Kansas City at 7.
I'm into that.
All right. Now you've got the 6 playoff teams that are locked in. 6. Who's the weakest team in the field? L.A.
It's funny. As currently playing, I think it has to be the Chargers. If they had 2 players healthy, I wouldn't want them anywhere near this. Like, Herbert's numbers with, is it Alt playing? He's like QB5 in EPA, and without Alt, he's QB23 or something.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a mountain to climb every single game. I think they're excellent, but they have just they can't live through the flaw that they have, which is the injuries to their tackles. So, yeah, fine, Chargers.
Why can't they get the ball to McConkey? Don't they want to? Like, that should be an underneath kind of a slot demon type where they just get he's a better Shakir.
But he does outside. He can play vertically, and they can't protect him long enough to do it. Like,
I think that's right. But why not adjust?
Right.
Like, if he's their best guy, do they think he's not? I mean, he went almost the whole game without a catch against Houston. I don't know. That just doesn't sit right for me. But I think also L.A. is the weakest team left. If I'm one of these division winners, that's the team I want to play.
Yeah.
New England, you know, probably first of all there. 5.
New England.
Is this at all Diggs news related?
No. No, it's which of the I've got the four division winners. Of course, we're not counting the Steelers there, but I've got Denver, New England, Jacksonville. Of those three,
and Houston.
And Houston, I think, is stronger than New England just because they have something that's elite. So I want to go New England. That's the team I'd like to play if I'm the Bills, if I'm the Chargers. I think the Chargers' fatal flaw could not be exposed by New England. Like they're being carried by great quarterback play, and past that, there's not a lot there yet. It's year one. Like they're just starting their build, and it's gone well. But I don't see a great team there.
How is that different than us?
I don't think it's that different. I don't. The difference is the Bills have a really, really good run game, and New England doesn't have that.
Okay.
I don't think they run it well. I don't think they really do anything well other than Drake May making plays.
I want to get this in while you're here. Sal had a poll last night that I'm going to talk about later. Who would you rather play as the Bills, New England or Jacksonville? Remember, the Bills won in Foxborough, and the next day, Mike Vrabel got into how the Bills hold all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was probably calculated. He's a big bully of a coach. And I would try to find an over-under on how many holding penalties the Bills get called for if they play again. You know, he's put that in their ear. He'll get back to it if they meet again. Could even be next week. I don't want to live in fear of that, but I think there's probably some value in it. I would like to think if I were an official, I would, you know, go the other way on that. Like, you know what? I don't need your advice. But I think that kind of thing can work. I'll say Bills at five. I think the Patriots have earned more respect than the Bills have earned. They've had a better season. They have two games better record. They have the MVP favorite. But if they meet in Foxborough, what's the line? Are the Bills favored in Foxborough? Maybe. I was stuck on this yesterday. I'll say Bills at five.
I'm going New England here.
Okay. Four.
Denver.
Yeah, sure. Denver.
Bills better than Denver. Okay.
Yeah. I think the Bills' defense is really starting to, I mean, it's climbing up the rankings. Their EPA per play has been very, very good. You know, the Bills have a good resume, at least halves, against really good quarterbacks. And Denver's, most of their resume defensively has been against bad quarterbacks, most of it. And when they played a good one in Jordan Love, that was a shootout. So, I mean, I think their defense is good, and their pass rush could be really problematic, like head-to-head against the Bills. But, sure, I'll go Denver. And then three.
Bills here.
You guys go first.
This is where I go Bills, too.
All right.
So it's Bills contractually?
Once you
two out of three.
Plant the flag, you can't move until it's claimed. So.
But you two are on Bills, so my protest, I might want to put Houston here, but all right, it's Bills.
It is. It is written.
In dissent. I shall write in dissent.
Yes.
Houston, two.
Okay. Jacksonville, one. What kind of world is this?
I do think they're the most balanced. They are
but
good
you hate balance.
I just mean they're good on both sides of the ball.
Okay. Ninth in both.
Offense.
They're ninth in both.
Yeah, they have a good offense and a good defense. And
they're second quadrant in both.
Right, and the Bills might be that too to a degree. They just might have bigger, more glaring holes and bigger strengths.
Are you off all week?
Yeah, I was off last week too for the most part.
Wow.
The kids are off school. I've just been home. So I'm off, but I'm just here. I still watch the games and have, you know, think about the games and think about just slept in a couple days because the kids are on vacation too.
Well, you're nice to take some time for us here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeremy. Congrats again on your win.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very excited to we're already reaching out in negotiations with a number of places that have expressed interest in hosting the LoSAD draft. So if you'd like to host the draft, please reach out to me and you know, we'll accept a formal bidding process to get started soon.
What does it entail? Just basically having a room and Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Those are the requirements.
Those are the requirements, yeah.
Maybe food and drink would be good?
Pretty much.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy. What,
the joke's on everybody when I have it at the airport, you know? Just
Well, we've been around. I mean, we've done miniature golf. I tried to get the winery the one year, but then COVID scuttled that. Like, we've been around, a couple in my house, different establishments. Be up for some, you know, new creativity there, and you're the man for it. All right, Jeremy White joining us for Reverse AFC Power Rankings, which on WGR are powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. This week, Jacksonville 1, New England 5. Last week, Jacksonville 1, New England 4. Is Jacksonville, like, good? That's where my head is at every day lately is, who are the Bills going to play and what will it look like? 803-0550 to join me on that. Bulldog is off this week as well. Actually, he'll be back on Friday, I think. Ross Tucker and Tyler Dunn today. Also, Paul Hamilton later on the Sabres' continued winning ways. Mike Shope here. Thanks for being along. Look for your calls next here on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Everyone knows Cooks has been a very successful player for years in the NFL now. And so he's got the reputation, the cachet, and I'm not telling everybody he's Odell Beckham from his heyday, but now defensively teams will have to say, hey, when Cooks is on the field, we got to make sure we stay on top, because if we're not, they will throw him the ball down the field. So I do think that just creates some more space. We also haven't seen a healthy Kincaid or a somewhat impactful Kincaid and Cooks really on the field that much. And so I think that's another element to this offense that I'm intrigued about and excited about.
Fingers crossed. Dan Orlovsky once again here with us today on a clip. That's from One Bills Live. Brandon Cooks, 6 targets against Philadelphia, 5 in his previous 4 games with the Bills for 1 catch. But Sunday, 4 for 101. It's a little bit, I don't want to say like, something that makes me want it, you know, different ways, be duplicitous about this, because at the root of the complaint that we've complained about, we've talked about every day, it feels like for so long, is getting the ball down the field. And on Sunday, the Bills did that with Cooks. But they were both like such tough plays, especially the second one, which reminded me of David Tyree's catch. I mean, watch that Cooks catch. It's good. But watch that second long one to him late in the game in slow motion. And the defender is like all over it. He just cannot separate Cooks from the ball. So a really good job there, but not how you really necessarily want to live. Just needing those kinds of low percentage passes. What I meant at the beginning was, well, I want some of that. I mean, I want the Bills to make plays down the field, to want to, and maybe they will need Brandon Cooks for that. It just doesn't look like, I don't know, it's unfair, the 49ers, where Pearsall or Jennings or Kittle when he's healthy or even McCaffrey are just running open. And is it because Juwan Jennings is so good or Ricky Pearsall is so good? It shouldn't be because they've established the run or any of that nonsense. I mean, the Bills have the leading rusher in the NFL. How is it that, well, that one team anyway, looks like it's so easy to get guys open and free down the field, and the Bills just never seem to be able to do it, at least on a consistent basis? So, yeah, maybe Brandon Cooks is the ticket, or Kincaid. We talked about him some yesterday. Cooks turned 32 in September, but looks like he still has some juice. I'm Mike Shope. Thanks for listening. Bulldog is off today. 803-0550 for your thoughts. I mean, a wide range of options for you. The playoff picture, the, well, Cooks, the passing offense is always a hot discussion. And anything else with the Bills and their chances here going forward. Ross Tucker coming up at 4. We'll have Tyler Dunn today at 5. Paul Hamilton on the Sabres later on. Here is Mario next. Hello.
Hey, Shope. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I'm a Jacksonville native now, and just wanted to talk about the Jags. You asked for the break. What do the Jags look like? They're pretty consistently good at almost everything. It's not very flashy. They do a lot of, like, slant passes and out routes, but if you watch their games, they, like, play close to pretty much everyone. Like, the Colts almost beat them with Phillip Rivers this weekend, and you don't really know what they're gonna get. I can tell you a lot of my Jags friends here, the last team they want to play is the Bills right now, because they haven't faced anyone near Allen aside from Mahomes early in the year when they got a Monday night win. So I'm not sure. I'd rather go to New England, I think, just because we know that team. But I don't know if the Jags are quote unquote scary. I know Joe thinks they're the best team in the AFC, but I don't really know what to expect with them because they're kind of average, but they're doing it consistently, if that makes sense.
I guess, sure. I think the best team in the conference is New England. And that doesn't mean that there can't be advantages to playing them versus Jacksonville or Denver or someone else. But New England has proven a lot. They also had a slow start. They and Denver and Jacksonville all started not great and are now sitting as the teams with the best three records in the conference. I think there's a credibility with Vrabel and an upside with May that makes them less appealing as an opponent. The Bills have beaten them this year, yes, in Foxborough. I don't think it's unwinnable. And I do think it's really close. I think that's been the theme of these conversations is that, I mean, even if it's the Ravens in the first round, you're looking at, you know, less than perfect teams with varying amounts of experience and credibility in the playoffs and upside, like with May. I mean, I think it's pretty easy. I don't want this to end at, like, there's just no possible right answer, but I think it's pretty easy to make bull and bear cases for every matchup. You know, Denver might not be round one, but you also might have to get there eventually. If the Bills are the 6 and they win in Jacksonville, say, New England beats L.A. as the 2, 4-5 happens, then it's Denver in week 2. And, you know, what do you think? It's Bo Nix, not great. The Bills took them out easily in last year's playoffs at home. You've got a couple of stars on that defense, but, you know, they've got R.J. Harvey or they've got, I don't know, Troy Franklin. I mean, Sutton at this point. These are all matchups. The Bills are not above this for me. And maybe they are for you. Maybe it's as simple as Josh Allen, playoff pedigree, and none of these other teams really rises up to that. It's not so much that way for me. I just think you could imagine any of these games being really close. They probably should be. The spread will reflect that. Whoever it is that the Bills play in any of these rounds, it'll probably be a field goal line or shorter. And then it's about the one play or the one edge you can find that puts you over the top. And that's really going to come down. I mean, all this is obvious. It comes down to coaching and game plan and adjustments. It comes down to turnovers and not just making that one mistake. And then you need Allen to be at his best. And he wasn't at his best against Philadelphia. He's taking a lot of hits. He's got somewhat of an injury. That's even with Allen in question. So it's really hard to be able to, for me anyway, to lock in on this is what I want. This will be the way. This opponent I just think it's all so close that it's going to be tough to do that. And I think it's interesting this year that the NFC is kind of the same way. I brought the Bears up to Jeremy when he was on for the reverse AFC power rankings. I mean, they've had largely kind of a lucky season, but now they're playing the big boys close and beating a couple of them. They won in Philadelphia decisively. They were one play away from winning in San Francisco. I don't want to rule out the possibility of that team winning the conference. You know, I think you have 14 teams in the playoffs, and there might be three, maybe at the most, that I would want to discount. I think I'd want to discount the Steelers if they're in. I just don't see any way they win, you know, three playoff games. I think they do well to win one. I think Carolina, forget it. NFC South, whoever it is, probably forget it. Tampa Bay at least has some weaponry where maybe they have a good day and can score with a better team. I don't think Carolina has that potential at all. And after that, I mean, there are 14 teams in the playoffs. That's two. Who's the third worst? I mean, you're talking about a Green Bay team that does a lot well, or the Chargers maybe, which have 11 wins. I don't know. Like, that's what we've got this year. And I welcome it. The last 2 years in the AFC, the same four teams have finished first. Buffalo, Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City. And there's a chance that all four division winners will be different this year. Two we know will be. And then it's up to Jacksonville to beat Tennessee. Then that will be different if they do that. And if the Steelers win at home against the Ravens, then it's the Steelers. So four different division winners. I enjoy that. I like the variety. That's the NFL I'm used to. And as somebody that predicts this league or even bets on it, this is the way I usually lean. Like, that, it's not the kind of league where teams can just stay on top for a long period of time. The Bills and the Chiefs and the Ravens also have kind of proven that wrong somewhat in the last few years. But this year, very different. No Kansas City at all. We'll see about Baltimore. Bills going in as a wild card. Here's Ray next. Hi, Ray.
Hi there, Mike. Hi. You know, we know the Bills have a good team, but I got to tell you, why should I be confident and I'm not questioning you, but in general, I'm questioning myself. Why should I be confident in what they're going to do? It's been inconsistent. You know, God forbid we don't come out in the second half and be an offense, because we know the first half, for the most part, has been a dud. You know, and this whole wide receiver separation thing, well, then I guess we have a problem the next few years, because we're going to have to make a wholesale change, right, of all five, six guys? I mean, it's just something's deeper than just the immediate problem. And I got to tell you, I'm going to be really ticked if the Patriots lose this Sunday because we didn't make a routine throw like a pitcher does when he comes off the mound to his right and throws it to first base. I'm not blaming Allen, but I'm just, you know, when you look back at one silly play, I'm hoping the Patriots win just so I don't have any regret in life. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you feel that way, but that's how I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, how could you not blame Allen for that throw? And that was just all on him, I would say. But I think if New England loses, it might be because they take their foot off the gas for this game, because the Chargers are doing that, which is almost, you know, might think gifting Denver a win, and then New England is left with, all right, well, what's left here for us to shoot for? Now, if they were to play their full complement and lose to Miami, then, you know, you'll be where you want to not be. But I would be shocked if that happens. I could see. I mean, it's the...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Name of the game this week is what do teams do with their situations? And what do you think of the possibility that New England, which is the 2, and it has a chance at the 1, only if Denver loses, could fall to the 3, that they take it easy this week? I don't hate it. I think it's really a sign that what coaches and teams want the most is rest. Now, we have to see what happens first. I don't think Jacksonville is going to rest anybody because they need to win for their division title. And Houston will probably go hard because if Jacksonville loses, then they have a look at that. Although maybe Houston is another team that goes, yeah, they're not going to lose to Tennessee. That's just a little bit more than I'm used to with this league. But I think what you've got here, Philadelphia, it sounds like they want to slow play it with the difference between the 2 seed and the 3 seed at stake. That's not a small thing. That's either, say, if the favorites win, or the home teams at least win, hosting the Bears or going to Chicago. And those feel like very different things, but they've played Chicago at home and they got blasted. They'd rather have their guys in, to the best extent they can control it, in top form. And I think we're seeing that. We'll see what happens the rest of the week and come Sunday. The Chargers doing that. Now, Herbert's been hurt. He's got a broken left hand, right? I mean, they're just not doing that only because it's safer. They've also got a guy, their most important player, is damaged. I don't know. That's kind of what it smells like to me, is that, and this is including the Bills, that they would rather just not, okay, well, you can go from a 6 to a 5 or a 7 to a 6 or a 3 to a 2 even. And I think teams sound like they really are not prioritizing that over the break they can give some of their players. Ross Tucker coming up at 4. Might be a good question for Ross, this one. I'm Mike Shope. Thanks for listening. Also, we'll talk to Tyler Dunn and Paul Hamilton later. This is WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.